Hey, are you a high achiever who struggles with perfectionism? Do you get stuck in the cycle of overthinking? Do you do everything for everyone else because you think otherwise it won't get done? Do you feel like you should come with a disclaimer? Hi, I'm anxious. Hey, I'm Katie. Full disclosure, I'm not a therapist, doctor, or mental health professional. I'm just a career mama who also struggles with anxiety. For me, anxiety reared its head at the most inconvenient times, when I wanted to be present with my family, at those high-pressure business meetings, when I was laying in bed awake at night worrying instead of sleeping. I just wanted to relax and be able to have fun, and I know that you do too. What if you found tools to manage your anxiety? What if you knew how to enjoy life even though you are anxious? Look, it's time to put down that third cup of coffee and swap it for some lemon water. We're going to get control over anxiety so it can stop controlling you. Let's go, girl. Dear sweet anxious high achiever, welcome to the High I'm Anxious podcast. I'm so glad that you're joining me today. Today, I want to share a little bit about a planning tool that I have been using in a slightly different way recently. And I've noticed some success in kind of tweaking these tools that I've had in my toolbox for a while. And I felt like it was worth the time to come in here and mention them to you, because I feel like anytime that we can find a way to better structure our time to help overcome our anxiety and some of the self-imposed limitations that we put on ourselves, like perfectionism, it's a good thing and time well spent. So you have probably heard of time blocking or time boxing when it comes to calendars and planning, but I have learned that there is a big difference, and each has their time and place, and they both have their pros and cons just depending on the use that you want for the time. So first I'll start with a little explanation of each, and then I want to talk to you about how I've been using them lately and how it's been successful for me in case that it's something that you want to try. So time boxing is basically giving yourself a period of time to work on something really specific. So you get 1 hour to work on creating a presentation, and once that hour is done, you're done. It doesn't matter how much more you want to mess with the color scheme, the language in it, etc. Once you are done within that hour of time, you're done working on your presentation. And I find that that tool is really helpful when it comes to those types of situations where you have something specific that needs to get done, maybe even with a deadline, and you know it's something that you could sit and manipulate, twist, turn, tweak, improve, ad nauseum. So using time boxing is a way that you can put a limitation on that. I'm going to give myself 1 hour to work on this, and when I'm done, I'm done. Now, time blocking, on the other hand, is where you block out time to work on maybe a specific task, etc. But the way that I think of time blocking is more about focusing on, you know, the organization of maybe how your day goes. So I'm going to leave the morning for my focus work because I'm fresher in the mornings, and then I'm going to leave my afternoon for task type work. And maybe you get more specific than that. You know, maybe you've got half your morning set aside for a certain type of project and the second half for another. And then in the afternoon, you set aside different blocks of time for checking email, responding to certain types of requests, etc. Maybe doing check-ins with your team. So, time blocking doesn't necessarily cause you to have to just stop what you're doing at the end of the time, although you may want to move on anyway to your next block of time, but it's not necessarily used for the purpose of containing what you plan to be doing within that time so that you don't continue working on it to the extent that it's maybe going to be a waste of time, if that makes sense. And I used to mostly use time blocking in my planning. I didn't tend to add in time boxing, and I would engage in perfectionistic type of behaviors where I would sit and twist and tweak and rework and rewrite and redo something that I had been working on to make it more and more perfect, when really there had been a time where I could have just been done where I was, and good enough was good enough, and it was time for me to move on and stop wasting my time and torturing myself on trying to perfect it, because what is perfection anyway? But what I've been doing lately is adding in some time boxes into my time blocking for projects that I've been finding I've been putting off simply because I recognize, I know that when I get to it, I'm going to engage in that game. I'm going to sit and work on whatever item it is to try to improve it past the point that may be helpful. So I've essentially been incorporating time boxing along with time blocking and placing into the time boxes work that I know I need to maybe just get started on, and it's not going to be perfect. Maybe it's a messy first draft and I'm going to circle back to it later with the team or something like that. Or it's something that I know I can just do and be done with, and it needs to get done. And if I just sat down for 30 minutes, I could probably accomplish it. But I've been putting it off because I know when I get started on it, I'm going to be perfectionistic about it. And instead of spending 30 minutes on it, I might spend 3 hours on it, which really isn't necessary. So I'd be curious to hear if this is something that you think could be helpful for you, especially if you try it out and have some success with it. If you haven't yet joined my free Facebook group, the link to join is in the show notes. I'd love to have you there. It is a community full of wonderful, high-achieving women just like you who like to share what's going on for themselves in their lives, and I'd love to be able to support you there as well. So come join us. The link to join is in the show notes. That's all I have for you today, sweet friend. I hope that you enjoy your week, and I can't wait to talk with you next week. Take care. Hey friend, thanks for being here. Did today's episode help you feel more in control of your anxiety? Did it inspire you to rest or relax? Or maybe it challenged you to really look at why anxiety is a part of your life? If so, I'd love to hear from you. If you would take 30 seconds, pause this episode, scroll down in Apple Podcasts, and leave me a review, I would be so grateful. See you next week. Disclaimer, I am not a medical professional, and this podcast is not providing therapy or medical treatment. Contents of the podcast are for informational purposes only and are not a substitute for professional medical advice, diagnosis, or treatment. Always consult your healthcare provider with your health questions and concerns.